This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. and Filipino soldiers launched military drills in the Philippines as leaders from the two nations met in Washington for the first such talks in 7 years. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
The Philippines is among the least developed of America's military allies in the region, and it faces an acute threat from one of the world's most powerful militaries, China. In 2012, China pushed the Philippines out of Scarborough Shoal, a territory well within the Philippines' exclusive economic zone in the South China Sea, and claimed it as Chinese territory. Both sides have militarized islands in the South China Sea and are in constant conflict. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken with the family of a Wall Street Journal reporter charged with espionage in Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani tells us more.
Spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre says the president called Evan Gerskovich's parents from Air Force One while flying to Belfast.
Clearly that was something that was been top of mind for the president and thought it was incredibly important to do.
The call came a day after the Biden administration formally declared the reporter is wrongfully detained, which elevates his case for the government 2 weeks after Gerskovich was arrested.
We're making it real clear that it's totally illegal what's happening, and we declared it so, changes the dynamic.
He's the first U.S. correspondent detained for alleged spying since the Cold War. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Italy's right-wing government has declared a state of emergency to help it cope with the surge in migrants arriving in the country's southern shores. The Premier Giorgia Meloni and her cabinet Tuesday decided to impose the emergency status for 6 months. Some 31,000 migrants, either rescued or otherwise, have disembarked. This is VOA News. A major leak of classified documents has Washington wondering who would post U.S. intelligence online and why. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Pentagon says the online leaks of highly classified documents present a very serious risk to national security. It may have started in a Discord chat room. The Associated Press interviewed a young man who says he was a member of a social media chat group where another had been posting intelligence documents for several months, apparently to impress others in the group. The discussion turned to Ukraine, and the poster started typing in information with the poster's own thoughts. Then a few months ago began posting images of papers with the folds in them. The posts include details of U.S. and NATO assistance to Ukraine and a top-secret analysis of intelligence agency ties between Russia and the United Arab Emirates.
We don't know who's responsible for this.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked Monday if the U.S. government was effectively just waiting for more intelligence documents to show up.
We don't know. And is that a matter of concern to us? You're darn right it is.
Jennifer King, Washington.
As Lisa Dwyer's, or AP's Lisa Dwyer reports, there's been an announcement of a new migration campaign launched between three countries.
United States, Panama, and Colombia will launch a 60-day campaign aimed at halting illegal migration through the treacherous Darien Gap, where the flow of migrants has multiplied this year. Details on how the governments will try to curb the flow of migrants that reached nearly 90,000 in just the first 3 months of the year through the dense, lawless jungle have not been revealed. The governments made the ambitious joint announcement as the Biden administration nervously awaits the expected end of a pandemic-related rule May 11th that has suspended rights to seek asylum for many migrants. Without that instrument of dissuasion at the U.S. border, there is concern that migrant arrivals could again become unmanageable. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
New data details the nation's worsening tide of sexually transmitted infections, but health officials are hoping an old drug will help the fight. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Tuesday released data about some of the most common infectious diseases in the U.S. Numbers show how chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis infections have been accelerating across the country. CDC is considering recommending the antibiotic to be used after sex to prevent those infections. The pills are already used to treat some infections. Researchers have found that taking them soon after unprotected sex can sometimes prevent infections from happening at all. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.